TR.
Hi, Steve. You're awfully muffled today. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Not too bad. Is that a little bit better?
Yes, sir. Somewhat.
I had the microphone around backwards. I'm playing with a new radio. I've got my hands on a Yaesu 857D, and I'm reading and trying to get the thing programmed. But, man, I tell you what, I ordered from HRO in Atlanta the RTS Systems programming software yesterday, and it came today. Can you believe that? It came UPS today. But the lousy software won't take its registration number, so I can't run it. So I got to wait until probably Tuesday to figure out, get in the rare tech support, find out what the heck they did wrong.
Well, Steve, I just don't know in a case like that. I will say this, you have a moderate, if not overbearing, noise in the background, and it almost sounds like fan noise, Steve. I don't know where your location's at.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Mobile.
Hey, Rusty. Hang on just a second. I have an air conditioning, a wall unit air conditioner running in the background. That's probably what you're hearing. It shouldn't be too severe, but you can probably hear it. How you doing, Rusty?
Oh, I'm doing fine. And good afternoon, Steve. Good afternoon, Tom. I'm on my way home from the Blue Bay Seafood Restaurant where I just picked up supper. And it's been a long time since the bowl of oatmeal this morning, so, you know, I'm going to make a late lunch, early supper, whatever out of it, and have me some fried shrimp and some potato wedges and a little bit of coleslaw. And I found a little bit of rain, believe it or not. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger. Good afternoon, Rusty. We had chicken and dumplings and a nice salad and some Parker House rolls that Bernice made, and it was delicious. And we're headed over to the lake house to visit the grandkids and daughter and son-in-law, and I'm going to sharpen their knives for them. But, yeah, Steve, it's that answers that question. That makes sense. I will say if you have a setting on that 857 to lower your deviation, you know, you may call it modulation, but it's deviation, and if you can go half deviation, you'd be really a lot better off, because it almost sounds like you're in a sound chamber there, but not horrible.
I'll try that on for size now. Is that fan noise gone? Should be. And should be doing okay right there at this point. And I'll hold a dead key for just a minute to see if it's still in there.
No, maybe 1%, tiny little bit of noise. It may be the repeater. But it disappeared entirely. You're still pretty hot on that mic, but really a good signal now, Steve. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can tell the air conditioner is running, but it's not overbearing. But your mic is a little bit hot. You need to back off on your mic gain or back off from the mic itself. I can't tell which it is, but when I first turned on the radio, you were beating the heck out of me over here in the car. So anyway, but yeah, I decided I rearranged my radio room this afternoon. Made things a little bit accessible for all the cables and everything behind it. Got the computer so it's not all the cables are not crossing all the cables for the radio and the transmitter and everything else. So maybe I'll have less problem with that. And we'll just see what happens and see if it's a better situation. I just got to find me a small fan I can put behind me, which will blow air down the sidewall so it'll be picked up by the, so it'll be cool air being pulled into the amplifier when I've got it on. Go ahead, Steve.
phone in the neighborhood, and yeah, this ought to be a little bit better because I got it off almost at three-quarters of an arm's length from my mouth, so it should be better. I've just got to figure out how to get into the programming and turn the mic gain down. Does that sound a little better, guys?
Sounds much the same, Steve. It's like I say, you got a good clear signal and no noise in it. But it's like Rusty said, the mic's too hot, and it didn't seem to make any difference backing off. But however, did you buy that 857 used, or is it new? Or I don't know why you settled on that when you was looking for a dual band 2 meter. I know.
Well, I had a Kenwood BM71 crossbander, and I've also got my Yaesu 8900R crossbander, and I really don't need another 2 meter in the shack, so I traded off my Kenwood to a friend of mine that knew that I was looking for an 857. So I got his 857, and he got my Kenwood. And the idea is that I'm going to take this 857, I've got it in the shack right now, but I'm going to take it and put it in my truck, and I've also got an ATAS 128 motorized antenna to go with this radio, and I should be able to do HF in my truck, and when I take it out, I'm going to try to set it up where I can slip the radio in and out fairly easy so I can stick it in my camper. We may buy us a camper here in, by about the fall, and if I could do that, then I could slip the radio out, still be able to HF or 2 meter 440 in the camper, but still use it in my truck too. So I'm just trying to make myself a versatile situation all the way around with this 857. And so far, it's fitting the bill.
Well, that 857 is a good radio. I had one. It's not hard to change the mic gain. It's a simple setting in the menu. If you got the manual for it, just look up mic gain, and it'll take you right to it. Anyway, guys, I have arrived, and I'm going back inside to tantalize the dog. And her nose is going to go about 4 feet in the air when I walk in with this bag with this shrimp and all in it. And I'm hungry. So I'll talk to both of you later. N0TR with KN4VWA, W2T, 73s.
Okay, Rusty. We'll enjoy your meal, and we'll catch you down the line. Well, I think that 857 in the camper is a really good idea. As far as mobile, I have a different opinion about HF mobile, but I think a good reference, just how good it is, would be from N4IQ or somebody like that. But Bob had one when he first started out and was pretty enthusiastic about it, and I told Bernice, I said, he'll sell it. It just take a little while, and he did. But I have made a few mobile contacts on CW when I was back in Kansas, but I don't know, maybe on 40 meters or something like that, Steve, it'd be usable. And like I said, I don't have any experience with it except making a few contacts.
Oh, it's going to be limited. I'm not going to talk to Japan and Australia with it. But if I throw myself up a real good dipole up in a campground somewhere over the top of my camper, put this radio down in the camper somewhere, and hey, you know, you get out on the road and it starts raining a little bit, hey, just pull up and hold up till the rain stops and play with your radio and you get something to do. So that ought to be pretty good. But in the truck, you're right, it's not going to be, I'm not going to talk to the Falkland Islands, or I'm not going to talk to Antarctica. But hey, I've heard guys doing mobile HF around the country in Canada, and even out on their boats, out on the water. So I'm going to give it a shot, but the main thing is that it'll work in the camper.
This is 0TR. Yes, and I think that's the right attitude. But, Steve, if the sunspots are in, you can work anywhere in the world on that thing. So don't be discouraged by that fact. If the skip is in, you can do it. No problem. I think that's probably a 100-watt radio. But all I'm saying is the most usefulness, of course, will be when you can stop, set up a dipole or something, and use it in your camper. But I talked to a guy one time, Steve, on a handheld 17-meter handy-talkie from Kansas. He was in Georgia, and he had bought that in England. They didn't make them over here. And he was bicycling down there through the mountains, I guess, in Georgia, the way it sounded. And he was huffing and a-puffing, and talked to him for quite a little bit on a bicycle mobile. Now, I still have the card, by the way. And he was running 4 watts, and he had built himself an amplifier, and I could actually see the difference when he switched to the amplifier and back. And he was powering this thing with pedal power somehow. It was pretty amazing, but as I said, if anybody doubts that, I have the card.
I have always been told, and I do also still believe, that Rube Goldberg is quite a guy.
Yeah, that was neat. And I talked to a semi-truck driver on a Nietzsche on CW one night real late. Going from, I think, Reno to Las Vegas or someplace out in the desert there in a van. I talked to a van down there one time on a Nietzsche. And, you just never know. I mean, I've talked to many motorcycle moguls that were HF and beautiful motorcycles. Got cards from them. And aeronautical mobiles. I've talked to everything from 747s to MD-80s, especially the freighters. You'll hear them now and then. Anyway, we've arrived at the lake. Bernice is out, and I need to get in there, Steve, and good talking to you. And sound like you found yourself a fine rig and made a good trade. Enjoy. KN4VWA and 0TR. 73 Steve.
Hey, Jason, have a good afternoon, and it's always something fun and new to play with, but you know what, at least I'll have my 2-meter 440 in the truck built into this thing to where I can still play and do all that while I'm running down the road. So, anyhow, 73s, N0TR, K4VWA, clear.
K4JGJ, listening. K4JGJ, listening.
Quack, pick up your call sign. Try one more time. This is KN4BWA.
This is KK4JGJ. I didn't get your call sign too well, but I'm up on the parkway, so the reception is not super great.
Roger, roger. KK4JEH, I believe it is. This is KN4VWA, Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. And I'm Steve down here in Inman.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Jolly Good Jim. and I'm Brian. Where are you at?
Down here in Inman, South Carolina. I'm about 4 miles south of Highway 11.
Cool. I'm from Greensboro, but I came up here for the weekend. I got this radio from my dad a couple of weeks ago, and I'm trying it out. So.
Okay. Well, you sound pretty good back this way. There's some noise
recognize them. You know, not sure where this repeater is, but I've been able to pick up a couple and hear some conversations while I'm driving out here, but it's been fun.
And you said your location is where?
It's in Asheville, North Carolina.
Roger. Yeah, that's a pretty good jump up over the mountain there to get to the repeater, which is on Caesar's Head Mountain.
Yeah, I mean, I was just up at Mount Mitchell State Park and starting to make my way back to what to say, but yeah, hopefully.
You're starting to drop out a little bit. You just dropped out of the repeater, so I don't know if you can hear me or not, but yeah, try to jump back in there in a couple minutes when you get a little bit of better X.